What's up? What's up? Sometimes you sit around and somebody say something and it make you realize something that's even realer than what they said. You get what I'm saying? Sometimes that happen when you're drinking some alcohol. Sometimes you drunk. This drunk uncle. You already know what it is. Lord Mav. Nigga drunk than a skunk, what you want with the funk? To talk about something,
RZA.
You don't even want to hear it, but
RZA.
Whatever, move that ENJ,
RZA.
Ain't nothing better,
RZA.
Sweater.
RZA.
What's going on right now is I'm thinking about the aspect of good and evil, right? Now, somebody on my Facebook, this motherfucker done posted up just a picture, something simple. Sometimes the simplest thoughts can make you think about something, right? Something deep. So he posted up a picture where it was like him, his picture, and the picture of a, like an ancient fucking Native American looking ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? And he's like, yo, I'm a true American. Not American, but he like, I'm a real original Hebrew, right? And to me, I'm like, all right, that's cool. That's cool. But the thought started to get sparked in my head. I wanted to say something real and I wanted to get his perspective on it. And the perspective was, you know, faith without works is dead. Like, niggas talk all this Hebrew shit. And that's the thing that I started to see fought in the Hebrew Israelites that be on the street. I'm like, yo, they got mad people, right? They got mad people. They got schools. They got camps. You know what I'm saying? They got these things. They got infrastructure. And still, they don't do anything. Like, and I'm not calling for war, of course. I'm just saying, like, if y'all niggas really believe that something is something, then at this point, if y'all got this many of people that's all legit working somewhere, and these motherfuckers come back and they bring money to this place, how come y'all niggas ain't buy a plot of land and get a country or us? Not saying the country, but nigga, buy an island or some shit. Like, do something. You know what I'm saying? Do something that really matters. Y'all have the infrastructure, my nigga. Take a nigga like me. I gotta run up in that bitch. Oh, yo, we need to be doing this. We need to be doing that. I don't wanna do that. Y'all niggas do that shit. Y'all supposed to be, come on, son. But, you know, you got the people who have it, and you got the people who have the ideas. Sometimes you gotta break up in those. Maybe that's a good idea for me. I'm about to go talk to them. What am I talking about? Right? The act of saying faith without works is dead. Like, niggas have all these infrastructures, and they don't do shit. That's why I'm saying faith without works is dead, right? Because between all of the factions of religion within the Christianity sector, or we won't call it Christianity, but within the Abrahamic beliefs, right? With all of those different sectors, I'm going to take a sip of water because I'm not editing this. With all those different sectors of beliefs, the main thing or the main idea is God is coming to save us, right? But then you go back to the beginning of the Bible and you realize that God is within us, right? They already said, and I'm going to say they because I'm talking about God and the angels because that's how it's kicked to us and that's how I was taught at a certain age, right? So they already telling us that we would be gods if we was allowed to live forever because of us being made in the image of God and us having knowledge of good and evil. If we was to live forever, we would literally be God. So that means that we already have 2/3 of the qualifications of godly shit, nigga. Godlyhood. We already got 2/3 of the qualifications. You get what I'm saying? So if God is in us, right? Because, and I'm from Brooklyn, that's why I say God like that, right? So if God is in us, because we, sorry, I gotta go over the tangent. I just realized that I say God a little bit weird. That shit deep, it's different. Niggas say God, you know what I'm saying? But if God is in us, right? And we've been shown that God is gonna come back in a human being, right? Jesus Christ, or, you know what I'm saying? Yahweh Shah, or whatever you call him. You know, if he come, listen, I'm gonna get my thoughts together. Yahweh Shah or Jesus Christ, he came back. Now he came back. When he came, he was a human being. Regardless of everything that can be said about the background, supposedly the Spirit of God was in a human being, right? That's all we know. And we also know that an average human being that's not Yahweh Shah and or Jesus Christ is also two-thirds of a God at least. So that tells us that godliness or godlihood is within humanity itself. So then when we get to the random part of the Bible that I have no idea where this joint comes from, but it goes, faith without works is dead. Then you get into the real part, right? You get into the real part. The real part is that God is in us. So if God is supposed to come back and God is in us, at the very least, two-thirds in us, at the very most, it can be almost three-thirds in us if we strive for perfection as Yahweh Shah did, right? So that means that maybe we should be the ones that's supposed to fight, right? They said that this is supposed to be a battle between good and evil. Maybe we supposed to be the ones that fight. Maybe we not supposed to be literally waiting for a Jesus Christ or a Yahweh Shah or Yahweh to come back and fight for us with this force that we literally see is working for evil, right? When we look at a situation to say, I think it was in Detroit, but maybe Baltimore, I don't remember. It's one of these Negroid places. It's one of these Negroid places. I love what I do here. You know what I'm saying? It's one of these Negroid places. You know what I'm saying? There was a statue of Baphomet, the demon, right? The dark entity, in the best way that he can be shown, which is with two small children of different races looking up to him as if he's a prolific figure to be idolized, right? If that's something that was put in an airport where people supposed to go, right? And also we have laws on TV that say you can't curse. It means that one thing is acceptable and one thing isn't. So what's acceptable, right? Let's start with the unacceptable. What's unacceptable is cursing, which is just language, right? Language is used for many different things. Cursing is not allowed. You could say, damn. You could stub your toe and say, damn. Is that a bad thing? It's just a noise. It's no different from ow. Ow said loudly and damn said loudly would both scare a baby. You know what I'm saying? So with no understanding of language and the reason why you're saying these things, a child can see things or hear things and not fully understand what's going on, and they can be frightened by it or misled in one way or the other, right? But that's where as a parent you come in and explain joints to them. You know what I'm saying? But on the other hand, we got a goddamn statue. So any child who's right now, remember this, children, and remember, parents are preoccupied with everything that they're trying to do. A motherfucker going to a flight is trying to make a flight. You think they got time to turn around and explain to their child why a goddamn goat head man is sitting with his hands toward the sky and his fingers toward the ground with two biracial children standing at his feet? You think the parent got time to explain that to their child? I don't think so. I think they said, hey man, flight B-50, I only been on two flights in my life. I don't know how they labeled. I think flight B-50 is about to leave in 3 minutes, and we got 3 minutes to run to that spot, get through the check-in, get to the motherfucking plane, and sit down so we can make sure we get comfortable so we can get some stuff. I don't know where this voice came from. I'm wilding out. You know what I'm saying? I'm on a roll. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm talking about is, I don't think the parent has time to explain that. So, in the average, everyday American who happened to go through that place with children, that airport with children, their child just saw something that's left in their mind as an imprint. So, let's imagine one day this shit really pops up. They don't know nothing. All they know is, what? Because it was never explained to them. All they know is, hey, this is something for children to look up to. That's all they know. We understand that symbolism is important. Supposedly we understand that, but then we'll have people see that and make the argument of, hey man, it's just art. It's not like the government actually made it. It's just the artist. Yeah, the government didn't make it, but the government authorized that shit to be there. If I said I'ma put, let me see. I need to find something offensive but not offensive. You know what I'm saying? Simple. If I said I'ma put a statue of Jesus Christ in the middle of LaGuardia Airport, would they allow me to do that? Let's be real. Like, let's think about shit. And I'm going to be loud right now because I'm angry. Passively. Not really angry. I'm more irritated. If I tried to put an image of Jesus Christ in the middle of LaGuardia Airport and in any part of LaGuardia Airport, would that be authorized? The answer is no. So why would the very opposite of Jesus Christ, excuse me, Yahawashah, be represented? We don't, matter of fact, I ain't even gonna say that because we don't even have a representation of Yahawashah. We have a representation of Caesar Borgia, my dude. You know what I'm talking about. I'm on that real information. You know what I'm saying? So if I tried to put an image of Jesus Christ up in LaGuardia Airport, it would not be authorized. So why would an image of Baphomet be authorized in an airport where people have to walk through? It's still religious iconography. I think that's the right word, and I like the way it sounds, so that's the word I'm gonna use. It's still religious iconography, son. So if you can't use the positive example of religious iconography, then why can you use the negative? That's super weird. That's very, I don't have the word for it. You know, fill in the blanks. Mad Libs, bro. It's Lord Mad. We over here doing real things. So to get back to the true idea, right? Faith without works is dead. Take that misread real quick. You love it, right? So, when I say this, it's to explain that we need to be doing the things that we need to do to go to war with what is evil in this world. We can't just let evil sit by and do what it want to do while we wait for somebody to come from literally outside of this earth to come and solve our problems. We have to fight it. If we see it and we understand that it's wrong, we can't continue to say, hey, man, we're not powerful enough. Because we know we're strong enough and we know we have the numbers to deal with this situation. So a man by the name of Rob Skiba, he exposed me to not only Nephilim, but the fact that the evil people on Earth in the old times carried descriptive names that meant almost the complete opposite of the best people on Earth at the time, right? So what I'm saying right there is that if we can look at the names of, let's say, now I don't know these names because I'm not too versed in the Bible. I just know what makes sense in the world. If we could look at the names of the children of the Israelites, right? And we look at how they have names that's descriptive in a way where it's meaning good things for the people on earth in general, right? If you look at that, you turn to the people who are known to do bad stuff and possibly known to be descendants of devilish people, right? Nephilim. And these people have names that are equally important and descriptive, but in the complete opposite way of how one was meant to be good, this is meant to be bad. Like, to give you a bland or non-descriptive example of it, right? Let's say one person is, let's say my name, I don't want to get out of my name. Damn, that's so weird that I don't like to use my name. My name is Joshua, right? I don't want to think that I get to the point where I don't like to be myself because I do have some insecurities and that's probably what started this whole fucking name shit. You know what I'm saying? But my name is Joshua, all right? So it's so weird that I'm getting weird about this shit right now, man. My name is Joshua, and, you know, it's like if Joshua was meant to say God is coming, right? And let's say Bashak, right? Because I don't want to give a real name. I don't want anybody who happens to come across this and say, hey, man, my name is this. I don't want them to come across and be like, yeah, this motherfucker just said I'm the devil, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that to happen. So let's say a motherfucker named Bashak is to mean the devil was coming. It's in that vein to say one means one, the other means the other. So to me, it's clear that the devil tries to work in a similar way that God works. If God is informing people to name their children in certain fashions that means what they're going to do in life or what they're destined to do in life, then the devil seems to be doing the exact same thing, right? So if faith without works is dead, and that's something to be said within God, then faith without works is dead would also apply to devilish shit. Now, the one problem that exists within that thought process is that we clearly see that they're doing devilish shit. They do this shit all the time. We see that and we understand that, right? If they go out and we say, hey, man, the body of, excuse me, motherfucker drunk, this drunk uncle, you got to deal with what you got to deal with. The body of the Antichrist. Now, we don't know specifically, but the Antichrist might be Nimrod. But supposedly, the body of a Nimrod or a motherfucker who carries the name of Nimrod. Because remember that in different cultures. Remember, like, this is important. People say, and I'm going to have to go back to keep on track. People say, hey, man, the Bible fake because stories of these things existed before the Bible was written. Hebrews were not to write things down. The knowledge that you have of God was the knowledge of God all the way up until Moses existed. Like, that's the reason why the Ten Commandments is important, because it's the first time that the laws were written down for Hebrews. It's the first time, which means that before Moses, which means before almost modern trackable Egyptian culture, right? We have no record of Hebrew people. Damn near no record of these people, son. So what you expect? The first time this shit is written down is right there. So when things happen that's important in the earth, what's gonna happen? The people who were allowed to write things down because they didn't have God in them in a certain way, because they had other beliefs, right? There's one true God on earth and he say, don't be writing shit down because what's the fucking purpose? And he was telling you that shit personally before you got separated. And then the personal laws that you were given were passed down to your children, right? You would be the only ones that know you ain't supposed to be writing shit down like that because it shows vanity. You're not that important, my nigga. What you writing down the existence of yourself? Who are you? Like, on the real, think about that. Think about how vain it is to be like, I'm a writer, autobiography. Nigga, sit your bitch ass down and live your life, my nigga. Sit down and live your life. You are not that important to say, I'm going to be special to 2-3 people, 5-6 generations down the line. We should not be, my wife coughing. We should not be talking about Ray Kroc right now. Because, yeah, he made McDonald's. Who gives a fuck? We don't care about this nigga. Your own family does not know about you past great-grandparent if they did not meet you. I personally, I know my great-grandmother's name, but I don't know her last name. Let's be real. Personally, I don't even know my grandmother's real last name. That's to show you how quickly information about your bum ass life goes away. My wife needs some water. This is real life we dealing with right now. You were not important, so we didn't write things down. So when stories happened, right? When stories happened, other people wrote about it first. And that's why you see stories of things happening before the Bible. Because the Bible, right? Let's think about this. The Bible, the first couple chapters. Yeah, I think that's proper. The first couple books of the Bible is straight up written by one man, son. The first couple Bibles is supposedly written by Moses, which means that's what I'm saying is that's damn near modern day Egypt, son. If we think about the grand scheme of the world, whether you think that the world is 6,000 or so years old, or you think that the world is millions of years old, either way, that's damn near modern day in the grand scheme of the world, son. Right? So if that's true, then that means that people who, like I just said, people who didn't have restrictions to what they should and should not be doing, they would have wrote about these things first. If these niggas had, let's say back in the day, let's say like the Bible is real, right? Let's say back in the day, people knew how the earth was made because they had a closer connection to God, right? Even if you didn't have a closer connection to God, you would have been privy to shit because other people who have that connection talking about it. So you would know it. And because you don't have any laws against shit that you're supposed to be doing, you would write about it. That book would come out first. People would know about it. And then you get, what's that shit? What's that shit? The Ramparts of Jesus, nigga. I don't know the name of it. You know what I'm saying? It's a story about the flood before the flood. The shit that everybody always talk about. So that's the simpleness of it, right? So let me get back to the real shit, right? The real shit is that we understand that for this whole time, these people have been working for bad things, right? So if Nimrod, this is why I told that hotel just now, if Nimrod was said to be a bad person, and Nimrod was also said to be the king of damn near the earth at the time when the Tower of Babel was made, and then the Tower of Babel is said to be the place where language broke off from one language into every other language we have today that's not derivative from a different language, right? English clearly comes from a bunch of other shit. So English probably didn't pop off at that spot, you know what I'm saying? At the Tower of Babel, right? So important to life that we even have a name for confusion being Babel. Come on, son. So, damn it, I would say that that shit is a real event. And coincidentally, if you go into Nimrod, you find out that Nimrod is called a bunch of other shit, and Osiris is one of those things. So what do we have? We have a culture. We have a situation where a king is trying to build something. Whatever it is, don't matter. But in that moment, a bunch of different languages is broken out, and then a bunch of people leave off writing about this one man, but calling him a bunch of different shit. Why? Because they all called him one thing first, and then when they left, they had to call him something different. They didn't have to find something else to call him because language was given to them in that moment. So every single word that can exist, right? Root word, probably, because root words are broken off into the other words that make a language. So every single word that can exist was given to these people in depth for their language, and they just walked off with, this is Nimrod for you, and this is Osiris for me. Same origin story, right? But different name. It's all the same shit, man. It's all the same shit. But what we know, what we know is that America is so-called the New World. What we know is that the Bible talks about a place that is spiritually Sodom and Egypt, and that seems like America. What we know is that America is super fucking interested with the Middle East for some reason, for the entire existence of me, and even before that. Let's think about that. I'm about to be 30, son. I'm 29. I'm gonna be 30 in like 3 months. The entire time I've been born, excuse me, the entire time I've been alive, and even before that, we have been meddling in the Middle East, son. This nigga Tupac, let's think about this. When I was a little kid, this nigga Tupac said, peace in the Middle East. Tupac was dead when I heard that statement, and I thought he was talking about the post 9/11 shit. Let's think about that. Tupac was already dead, son, for like 5 years, bro. Tupac was dead for like 5 years, if not five, then going on five by the time 9/11 happened. And by the time I heard either the joke that comes from the song or the song that relates to that fucking subject, I thought he was talking about a modern day thing that was almost, right? Almost or on track to being half a decade old of a problem. I don't even know if the problem with the Middle East started in the 80s. Why is the New World so fucking concerned with the old world? Like, think about this. Jerusalem, all of those places that come from biblical tales, that is literally the old world. America is the New World. America made it to the top. Why are they so concerned with what is the old world, son? We at the brink of technology and all this shit, and we over there raiding tombs and shit, because that's what we did. They'll tell you that America didn't find a bottomless pit, but if you do some more research, you find out that they did find a bottomless pit, and they kind of quartered it off and didn't let anybody get into it, because why would they do that? We don't know what's at the bottom of that, but we do know that the Antichrist was said to come from the bottomless pit. So, it's fishy. It's fishy. I don't know, man. It's the same way. Let's say like this, because I found out I was trying to make an analogy to Terminator, but then I figured it out in my head, so I'm going to say it, right? It's the same way as if everybody in the world knew about Skynet in Terminator, right? Skynet is trying to convince everybody that they're fine and nothing is wrong with them. But the people are saying, hey, we heard about this dude named John Connor who's supposed to destroy y'all, right? And they go, hey, man, we not even bad. That shit about John Connor, that's nothing. It's not a big deal. It's all fake. It's all a fairy tale. But then you watch Skynet try their best to go and find the parents of John Connor and kill him. So then as a citizen who fully knows about the situation, you go, well, why the if this shit is all fake, why are you so focused on killing his parents and this nigga don't even exist yet? Excuse me, the drunk uncle shit, I got a burp. So exactly, son, you would say, why are you so focused on that? There's a problem here with what you telling me and what you showing me. That's America right now. You claiming that all of this shit is fake to the point where my teacher will tell me that, hey, the actually, the chicken comes before the egg because the chicken, no, what this bitch said? What this bitch said? She said the egg comes before the chicken because the, now I respect science to a certain degree, so don't just think that I'm on some, you know what I'm saying, religious, I don't believe that the world works, I don't give a fuck, but you know what I'm saying. She said that the egg comes before the chicken because the thing that gave birth to the chicken would have been something different. And by the time that it started the evolution, it would have gave birth to a chicken egg, right? Not gave birth, but you know what I'm saying. It would have laid a chicken egg, and then that thing would have been a chicken. So technically, the egg would have been the first chicken and not the thing that gave birth to it. So what you're telling me is something gave birth to something that's not it. That's what's teaching the children, son. Listen to what I just said. This motherfucker told me at 17, 16 that the egg came before the chicken because the shit that came before the chicken would have gave birth to the thing that exists now. So therefore the egg would have came first. But logically, even removing religion from it, scientifically, the motherfucking thing would have had to evolve into a chicken first to be able to give birth or lay a chicken's egg, my nigga. So therefore the chicken would therefore have to come first. Therefore, son, three therefores for that motherfucker. Because even back then, I knew that that shit didn't even make no sense on a religious level. That shit ain't make no sense on a scientific level. But at the end of the day, this is the woman who's an adult. I'm a fucking teenager. And at the end of the day, she's a teacher. She went to school for this shit. So she should know better, which means that the whole idea of it makes no goddamn sense. She went to school for it. She went to school for it. And I was 15, 16 already, I was 17, 18, already seeing a flaw in it. I know exactly how old I was. I was 17, and I saw a flaw in exactly what she was saying, but I was like, what's the point of me verbalizing it? So I don't know where I was before, but this way I am now, right? I had to go back, check the footage, and go past my rant and see where I was, right? The point that I'm trying to make is that America, right, which is the new world, is concerned with the old world. Because everything that was told about us, not everything was told about us, everything that was told to us, which is not even what I mean to say, because everything that was told to us is not everything that's real, right? But the gist of what Americans, God damn it, I'm so American that's what I automatically say. The gist of what humanity believed before America is what is real, and that's the problem. That's the reason why, even though we working on supercomputers that can replicate human existence, we also still worried about the old world and trying to break into the Middle East and steal everything that they fucking got. Just the same way that the Hebrews was in control of Jerusalem, and then the Muslims was in control of Jerusalem, and then the Europeans was in control of Jerusalem. For some reason, that's the most sought after goddamn area in the world, and even to this day, With all religious context removed from every situation, it is still the most sought after. Even to this, my nigga, even to this day, while Muslims talk what they talk, and Jewish people talk what they talk. The mainstream idea of Jewish and Muslims is that it's just a religion that they believe in, and that's the way that they choose to live their life. It's not seen as if what they believe in is the real fucking idea of what the world is. So therefore, this is just shit that people believe in that they're willing to fight over. So when you throw in that America, with no religion whatsoever, is also into this fight, where they also, for some reason, meddling in this land for over 30 years, then you have to say there's something fucking conspiratorial going on. There's something abnormal and abstract. You know what I'm saying? There's some abnormal, abstract, and arsenic. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to find another A word, and I found it. I don't even care if it don't make sense. There's some arsenic going on in there. You get what I'm saying? So, the main point, again, right, is that America, aka the New World, is so concerned with the old world because they have to delete everything. They doing a control alt delete on every single thing that is God. And that's the reason why we see a country where we'll say, in God we trust, in the system of the courts, because we understand that God means something positive and truth. God means truth. And that's the reason why God means truth and honesty and fairness. And that's the reason why when we go into the court, that's what's sitting behind the judge. So you're supposed to think the judge represents truth, honesty, and fairness. When all honesty, he represents whatever the hell the government, aka the random group of men, decided is the law at the time. And at the same time, when you go into the school, a science teacher, a tell, a 17-year-old Lord Math, that the egg came first because the chicken wasn't a chicken and then laid a chicken's egg, son. The chicken wasn't a chicken and laid a chicken's egg, my nigga. And that's what we dealing with today. I don't want war, right? But I deal with a situation of understanding what the Bible said. The gist of it. Understanding the gist of what the Bible said, and understanding that the people that seem to be so against the Bible is playing right into the Bible's hands. It's like when you watch Star Wars. You go, this is what you go. Like, picture Star Wars, and I hope I start making clips out this shit because I love what I do here, son, and I'm real. I'm about to really start getting back on this shit because I love this shit, man. I love this shit. Nigga about to cry. I'm getting emotional, son. I love what I do here. Picture Star Wars. When you go into Star Wars, what's happening? You have a group of people that believed in a prophecy, right? We didn't find out about the prophecy. I don't know if the prophecy existed in the old movies, but when I came up, the current movies was the prequels, right? So when the prequels came out, there was a prophecy that existed, and they thought that the prophecy existed for Anakin. And then they proceeded to distance this nigga from everything, for some reason, because of the prophecy, son. And because they distanced him and fucking separated him and isolated him and did all this weird shit to him at the same time as not letting him progress because of the fear of him becoming dark side-ish, they ended up pushing him towards the dark side. So they created the situations that called for the prophecy to end up coming to light. Or coming to fruition. Fruition. Shut up. Right? Even if Luke, because, you know, I'm big on this nerd shit. I'm a dweeb. I'm going to be real with y'all. I'm black and I'm from Brooklyn. And I'll keep it real. And I'll knock a nigga out, maybe. You know what I'm saying? I'll punch a nigga. I don't know if I'm going to knock him out. Because I ain't never really been in a fight. You know what I'm saying? I've been in fights. But that was as children. You know what I'm saying? When I got to teenage years, I was so fucking brolic that niggas ain't really even try to fight me like that no more. You know what I'm saying? So as an adult, I only really play fight with niggas. So I don't know if I'll knock a nigga out, but I will definitely punch him. But I'm still a dweeb, you know what I'm saying? So I'm heavy on this shit. So it's like Luke might have turned around and fulfilled the prophecy by being the son of Anakin and also bringing balance to the Force before we watch the sequels, right? Or if we want to look at it a different way, the prophecy might have just been misinterpreted by the Jedi Council at the time, being that they might have seen Anakin as the focal point of the prophecy, when maybe it was about his son the whole time. You know what I'm saying? But that's besides the point. The point that I'm making is that the government, aka the Illuminati and the controlling factor in the world, is playing right into the hands of the Bible when it seems like they're trying to do everything in their power to fight against it. But in all reality, if they just stopped, my nigga, if they just stopped this shit, son, and I'm about to stop this shit because it's the ending of what I gotta say. And this is the crazy part about America, son. I recognize that this could be the best situation for everybody, son. And this is Skynet. America is Skynet. And I'm only saying that because of the fucking anti-logic. What is anti-logic? He on YouTube. He much bigger than me. But I feel like he underrated still. You know what I'm saying? He put out a goddamn a Terminator theory, and it's so hot. The theory is Skynet was winning at the time of the future, where people start to get sent back to the past to try to fix what's going on in the future, right? So supposedly the whole reason that Kyle Reese is sent back, and then the Terminator is sent back. So that means that the Resistance sent somebody to the past first, right? So the Terminator is being sent to the past in response to that. So we got that. I would say that the person who sends a motherfucker into the past to change the... I bit my tongue like a motherfucker. I would say the person that sends somebody into the past first to change the future is probably the more desperate person, which means that they're probably the person that's losing, right? And any existence that we see from the time that that first movie came out in the 80s, the motherfucking, what you call it, Skynet is still winning. Skynet has never lost, son. In the whole entire existence of Terminator films, Skynet has never lost in the future, son. Which means that it's all futile. But now, as this motherfucker, what is anti-logic, has explained, these niggas have been caught by one single man. They have been caught in a goddamn, what you call it? It's a temporal loop or some shit like that. I forget the exact name of it. But they have been caught in a loop to the point where, let's say that Judgment Day, not Judgment Day, let's say that Skynet is about to rid the Earth of the final set of humans by 2029, right? Now, 2029 is a date that cannot be passed. Think about that. 2029 cannot be progressed past. Why? Because 2029 is the fucking year that they keep sending motherfuckers back to try to deal with the fact that somebody sent somebody back to try to deal with the fact that motherfuckers is about to die in 2029, son. So instead of just winning the war, these niggas is infinitely dealing with some shit that's not even real, son. Or would not be real if they just stopped sending motherfuckers back, son. Because think about it. Let's think about this shit in a real way. If Kyle Reese is sent back, because he sent back first, Kyle Reese is sent back to inform. Now, this is something that, oh, this is new shit, son. I'm clipping this shit. I'm definitely clipping this. Kyle Reese is sent back first, right? So if Skynet never sends the Terminator in response, Kyle Reese never has any proof of what the fuck he's talking about. Therefore, Sarah Connor can never believe in what he's saying. Therefore, even if they have a child, the child would never grow up to believe in what Kyle Reese was sent there to pass on to that child, son. Bringing it even further than that, if Skynet never sends a Terminator back in time to deal with Kyle Reese wouldn't even die. He wouldn't even die. So therefore, fucking up with the timeline, Kyle Reese would then be too old to be sent back in time by the time the real shit pops off in Terminator. Therefore, none of this shit would happen. Blew your mind, nigga. And that's what's going on with the government. I'm so fucking stupid. That's what's going on with the government, son. What's going on with the government is a situation where they're trying to convince us that the Bible is not real. And while they're doing that, they're also trying to fight against the Bible. When all they would have to do is leave the Bible alone entirely and look at us and say, hey, you have to work for your food. And when you're done, you got your check and you get to spend your check fairly on whatever you want. And we're not going to fuck you over here. And we're not going to work towards devilish shit. And at that point, God would be forgetting about entirely. And then I'm going to leave that in there. What would we be left with? That's why. What would we be left with? It's too many W's. Niggas say, what would we be left with? We would be left with the fact that money is our God. We have to work for this shit to get it to live. Therefore, it's our Lord and Savior, and we have to worship it. Therefore, we have to go out every day in vain of it. You know what I'm saying? And then they would win. But they so stuck on making sure that the other side is completely eradicated that at the end of the day, we end up focusing on the fact that, hey, seems like you're trying to completely eradicate that other side. And it seems like you're trying to manipulate the idea of it entirely. And that's awkward. And that's peculiar. And therefore, it's something fishy. And now you can't have a clean win. Now you about to lose, just like Skynet. And I'm out this bitch. That was Don't Talk, Just Listen. I ain't even explain. Peace.